Did you do a little bit of it?
That is last night.
It was the last night. Is it on? Yeah. I think it is,
man. This is on.
It is on. Okay, yeah. Just went on. You just get one on, okay, so give it about an hour until it starts to hustle. Okay. Okay, everybody said before we move on to the next sugya, we have a little bit shirayah to do for the last sugya. So we've been talking about all the halachas that govern ksivas, particular ksiva style. We've talked about etzem ha'os, we spoke about ksiva zolas, we spoke about shukha sidran, shukha gavril. There's one other halacha that we're going to speak about that almost interplays with many of the things we've been talking about. And that is the halacha that, believe it or not, doesn't appear anywhere in Shas in the context of Ksiva Stam. Notice, I didn't say it doesn't appear anywhere in Shas. There are other halachas I said. Who remember? What was the other halacha that doesn't appear anywhere in Shas? What were we talking about? Yeah, Shlokh Sidran, right? Remember that whole halacha Shlokh Sidran doesn't appear at least explicitly in the Gemara. But the following halacha does appear explicitly in Shas, but not in the context of Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos. Do we know what I'm referring to? Which halacha? Chak Tachos. Carving away a letter rather than writing a letter itself. Normally, a sefer writes a thing, puts it on the paper, puts it on the block. That's called ksiva sabes. Chak Tachos means that I have a blob of ink that fell onto the block. Ooh, why should I waste ink? I'll just take out my little eraser. Just carve away a little bit. I'll make a nice little yud out of it, a nice little form out of it, a design out of it. No big deal. By removing ink on the form of a letter, that's called chak Tachos. That is Tosel Gom Min HaTorah. Where does it say it in the Gemara? Anyone know? The Maseches Gittim. About Ksivas HaGet. The Gemara says that Chak Tachos is a psul in Gittim in HaTorah. All Krishan say, well, if it's a psul in Gittim, obviously it's a psul in Ksivas HaTorah. We've seen that the other way is not necessarily true. Remember from yesterday, we saw that maybe a halacha that only applies to Sefer Torah Tefillin was not to get them. What was that? That was Book of Gvil. That was Ready Tosfos, right? That was the Bachlis we showed yesterday. But if something is possible for Gittin, it's not called a ksiva, but for sure it's not called a ksiva for these purposes as well. Yeah.
If you didn't write the next letter yet, but you made a blotch of ink, I assume you're about to scrape it off, right?
Well, if you scrape it, we'll start over again. But you can't just scrape it and form the letter from that block.
You can't form the letter from
that block. No, that's out of the question. Remember, we're done with which slot to sit. That's a separate psul called chak tachos.
So what is it
going to
apply for letters or
words? Wait, hold on. We're trying to put all pieces together, yeah.
So except for
like the Kamiyala,
it's like a
kavachomer? Yeah, but I'm not sure it's a formal kavachomer. It's just the word ksiva has the connotation of putting ink onto the paper. Removing ink and forming a letter by doing so is not called a maaseh
tosef. But then why would it go the other way?
No. So again, so that's what we said yesterday. That the din of gvil is almost like a secondary halach. That's like a tamar that we did. So the chiddush of ksiva tamar was only said by Sefer Torah Tefillin. It wasn't said by Gittin. But something which is part of the very etzem shem kumsay, the chak tamar is not called the ma'aseh ksiva. Then sure, it's going to be possible for Sefer Torah Tefillin. So that's the starting point. No question about it. Come to Rishonim, and have a major question. A very, very important halach of ma'aseh shayla. We're going to combine some of the things that we spoke about yesterday and today now. What would you say with the following? I have two letters. Each one is totally and completely kosher in of itself, but they have a huge problem. What's the huge problem? The two letters are touching one another. And we all know, Ksavechad Akvon. And what does that mean? What is Ksavechad Akvon? At the end of the day, what's shot in the Mishnah Ksavechad Akvon? The dinner book of Gvil. It's a dinner that's over. Two letters are touching, involved. I want to solve that problem very simply. Take a little razor blade and just a little scratch between the two letters and shalom, shalom. Everything's open door. Everything's great, right? What do you think?
No.
Who votes yes? Perfectly okay. Who votes no? Who votes it's machlokes? What a great surprise, okay? 9 out of 10 times it's going to be machlokes. What's the machlokes? Then who's going to explain to me the longness of the machlokes? So some rishonim say, what do you mean? You have pasul letters, and you're being machshir the pasul letters through an act of chakikah, through an act of removal, through an act of scratching, right? Through an act of writing. This is chavtoiches. And what do you think the other rishonim would find?
If the letters were, since the letters are already like pretty much perfect, then you're not really creating a letter, you're just like adding them.
Oh, in other words, the letters themselves are kosher. When you have a letter that's touching another letter, it's not a puzzle, it's like a letter. The Ksivas HaEis was there, Elohat, there's a superimposed halacha called Book of Gevil. So I'm simply removing the psul of Book of Gevil. I'm not forming the letter through Chateches. I'm removing the soul of the real lack of the real chatechas. That's not wrong. Give me a raya for that svara. Give me a raya, we just mentioned a minute ago. Give me a raya that when a letter is not book of gevil, it's not that it's not a letter. Fine, that's a letter. Fine, that's nice. Give me a raya. Give me a raya for a gedol. No, give me a raya. You're right, right, you're right, right, you're right. Raya for a question. Give me a raya. No.
Right, yeah.
Right, yeah. Yesterday. What did Tysus say yesterday? That by a get, a letter that's touching is a very big deal. But if I get all the din is the chasam was safe in Krishna's, there is no din of chasivit tamaches, there is chasivit aisias. So l'chayr from that sheet in Tosfos, it should follow that if all I'm doing is separating the letters, I'm not forming a letter, mach should be ice. That shouldn't be a problem, chak tarich that it is. So that's what the din should be. But after b'chayim, 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 2 days, b'chayim, but the lach is. So I bring you a possible raya. Not my riot, it's not. I wasn't going to take up this riot. The Rishonim potentially brought this riot.
Does this mean that if it was that if the ink made the letter look differently by scratching it off?
If it mamish looks different, that's a different story. I'm talking about the letters look perfectly okay. Any kid can see this is the Aleph, this is the Beis, the Gimel, but the mice didn't touch each other. If the letters are touching, even the smallest amount, so they're possible to touch.
Right. Or is
usually extended like when they look very close. If they look very close, but they're not touching, it's still kosher. Doesn't matter. You have to look with the naked eye and see. If it looks for your eyesight, that's not touching, then it's kosher.
But it's not really one letter if they're really touching. It's like two letters that are combined into one letter.
But with mice, they're easily legible as two separate letters. Yeah, each letter is kosher in and of itself.
But what it is.
So that's exactly right. That's good for the question. That's exactly the question we know. So I'll bring an interesting potential riot. Okay? Potential riot. There's a Gemara Masechet Shabbos that says that there's a ches written on a piece of paper. Now, anyone know what a ches looks like?
Yeah.
What do you think a ches looks like? You think a ches looks like that, all right? It's two Zions that are connected with a little shriddle of crown on top. That's the halachic ches. Okay? On Shabbos, how many letters do you have to write in order to be chayav?
Two
letters. Imagine the following. A guy goes over to the piece of paper. He's got a ches there on Shabbos. And he takes out his razor blade. He makes a little slit between the two letters. And he now formed a what? Zion. Chayav or Potter? Chayav. Sigamara. Versus Chayav. You wrote two Oseas. Rector Rishayna Mishayla. What do you mean you wrote two Oseas? That's crazy making any sense. What did you do? You did what? Say the two bad words. You did Chaktaites. What did the answer to that question? So comes the Rashba and says that no, that's not kochak tachis because the letters are there. It's just that they're touching one another. Kach tachis means when you have a blob of ink and you carve away, you erase away part of the ink, and then lo and behold, you turn the blob of ink into a yud. Thus is kach tachis. But when the letters are there and they're just touching, that's not kochak tachis. And you could do that even in the Sefer Torah, that would be okay. The Shnei Tanurash from the Sefer Shabbos, the end of the 12th, the Sefer Shabbos. Now, I have a lot of issues with this Rashba. Rechilus Kov Dehele the Rashba. What's my problem with the Rashba? Who can tell me? Who can ask the Kash on this Rashba? Is this the same as separating the two letters and saying, well, it's okay, it's fine? This is much worse. Why is this worse? Because the two Zayans that are touching one another now look like a what? Look like a Kash. So this is not two letters that are both kosher just as a quirk, as a problem. Oh, look at real. And again, imagine if the man's name was, I don't know, give me a good name that has two Zayans in it. I don't know. Give me a name. Zezi, okay. His name is Zezi, okay? Zaza. Zaza's married to Zezi. And instead of writing Zezi, what did the guy write? The sofer on a chess. Would anybody in their right mind say, well, it's okay, because it's really two Zayans. It really says Zezi. It doesn't say Chol, it really says Zezi. But what? It's just a problem. It feels okay. And again, would anybody say that? No. I wouldn't want you to be Masada Gittin if you would say that. That's terrible. That's a disaster. That's not what Taisa said in Maseches Gittin. In Maseches Gittin, the two letters were legible with separate independent letters. It just was a little bit of a deficiency. They were touching one another. But the Rashba says, no, even this is okay. The Rashba says, even this is not Machat Taisa. Comes to the Rashba and says, the Rashba went maybe a little bit too far. To say that you can cut the two Zions and call it a day, that's a stretch. But says the Rosh, if the letters are legible and they're just the problem of Mukapil, that in Ochinami, says the Rosh, the thing would be just splitting between the letters would not be a problem. So the Rosh is willing to meet the Rosh by halfway. The Rosh was a little bit of an overkill, a little bit too far, says the Rosh. But the basic idea of the Rosh, that simply removing real issues are not a problem of chatam. That's the famous Shikas HaRosh. What's beyond the Gemara? Lamaisa, the Gemara says, it's Adam Shah. What's beyond? Lamaisa, the Gemara says, Pem Moli Chayav and Shabbos. So, unless you go down through the Rosh, which we really don't understand, what is beyond the Gemara? Who's got a beyond the Gemara and Shabbos? I don't really remember coming, but we're going to think about it for a minute. Again, everyone agrees there's Biruchat Teichus, right? It's Gemara in the Sefer Gittin, there's Biruchat Teichus. Chateichus, Pasos, again, Chateichus, Pasos, full of Zodos and Torah. Everyone agrees to that, there's not a question whatsoever. It says the Gemara, Befeiro, Shechayiv, and Shabbos, for splitting between the two letters. It says the Rosh, does that mean for me, see, for me, this is Mishkin Chateichus. Why is it not Chateichus? Because it's just separating letters. So we said it's a Pelagogol, because that's not separating letters, that's not much a different letter. So what is Rishat in the Gemara Masechah Shabbos?
Intentions matter on Shabbos, and
Lamaisa,
you made two letters that would
think that because I didn't. Who can say the magic word? You described this. Zok the Ran, the Masechah Shabbos, he doesn't understand the Rashba's Kasha. Says the Ran, Shabbos Luchud, and Sevetar Tzul Mezuzah Git Luchud. Why Sevetar Tzul Mezuzah? What do you need? You need a Maisa, no, give me the word. Talk like the Lamba. You need a Maisa. Remember, you got a Maisa Ksiva. You have to do a Maisek Siva. In order to have kosher, there's a din of a Maisek Siva, the Ka'amah of the Maisek Siva. When it comes to Shabbos, is the Maisek Siva so important? What really matters in a Shabbos? Did you do what you were planning on doing? What was your plan? What was your goal? What was your goal to get what? To get two letters on the table. To get two letters on the table. To get a Zaz there. You want to write the word Zaz, move. So why not mean whether you put ink on the paper or whether you erase the beat? At the end of the day, you form two letters. So Zof the Ran, the Kushas are Rashi and Mikra Lisa. You cannot compare mixing apples and oranges, mixing Shabbos and Gittin, mixing Shabbos and Sefer Tzuzuz. One's a din of a Maisik Siva, and Chaklech is additionally a Maisik Siva. When it comes to Shabbos, you don't need a Maisik Siva. All you need is the Malach is Machshavos Asher Torah. So back to our story, basically. Back to our Shaila, Nuchas Sefer Torah Tzuzuz. I have a Sefer Torah, I have two mezuzahs, and I have two letters that are touching, and I want to know, Rabbi, can I just split between the two and call it a day? Some of the Rishonim say you cannot, and the Rosh holds that you can. How should we pass in the halacha of the Rishonim? If I'd ask you, you're replacing it now, how would you pass in the Rishonim? What would you do? What would you say? I'd be very, very weary about this. Shabbat, the Raisa, Because if you really hold this is called Chatechas, then we have a big problem. So what do you think the safer thing to do is? I have two letters. I realize that I touch you a little bit. I'm too weary, too nervous to just take out my eraser and just make a little slip between the two. What would be the more correct thing to do? More correct. Rewrite that. Means erase. You don't necessarily have to erase both of the letters, but at least erase, let's say, the second letter, and then simply rewrite it. Right? And that sounds like a much smarter thing to do. Oh, brother. Right? If you're going to do that, then you're going to have to throw the whole thing into Sheamus, because then you're going to have a huge problem of Shalakia syndrome. Now let me ask you another question. Backtrack for a second. Why isn't the mere erase, according to the Matir, according to the Mekir, according to the Rush, he says you can just erase the Nagia, erase the little part that's touching. Why isn't that called Shalakia syndrome? Would you explain to me why is it not called Shalakia syndrome?
The whole reason that it's allowed in not Chaktuchos is that you're saying the two, let's say, Zions were already written.
In other words, it's not a Ksiva Shalakia syndrome. According to everybody, erasing is not called a Ksiva Shalakia syndrome, 100%. So I would say that the smarter thing to do, the safer thing to do would be to erase the second of the letters and rewrite it. But in Sefer Torah, but in Tefillin Mezuzos, that's not an option. Come to the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Tefillin, and Paskin's the Halacha, the son of Rabbi Kaimis. The Paskin's the Halacha, like who? How's the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? Like the Rush. Who saw that inside the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch says, in the 10th of the Rabbi Kaimis, Im Nidvaka Osteos, possible. No matter when the vapors happen, it's possible. If you separate it, it's okay. Kosher. This is a quote right out of the Rosh and Hilchos Sefer Torah. Comes the Bir Halacha, then Mishnah Berurah and says, not so simple. I am Bir Hagra, I am Shari Ephraim. The Din Zed, the Shulchan Aruch, the second line, Yesh Lefak Fekvai. Umuch of Sham. That's Shari Ephraim. The aim of Hakolva Elbet Shlomo Mezuzah the Chidi Eved Dami. The Imhaya Tzarech Lechikai and Nifsa Mishum Shlomo Chesidron. About the Sefer Torah. The Chaim Bet Shlomo Mezuzah Im Lo Kos Vaday Na Tem Shech Harze. The Mahani Gres Ad Veik Es Levad and Nidra Kodesh Tiko Magal Sli Gros Pesul. What did the Vilna Gaon just say? What did Mishum Gaon just quote? That we're not thrilled with the school. We're not convinced that we follow the Rosh. When it comes to Tefillin Mezuzah, we have no choice because the other option would be to throw the whole thing into Sheamus. But by Sefer Torah, you do have a choice. What's the choice of Sefer Torah simply? Erase the second letter, rewrite it, and show by Yisrael, and then there's no concern of Chataychus, there's no problem with Mobile, everything is hunky-dory. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it. Shulchan Aruch is a Hilchos Tefillin. Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, like the Mishnah, finish, Kemayru, end of discussion, nothing to worry about. And the Mishnah Berurah also a whole slew of Achareinim who are not so convinced that this is such a great idea, except for Hilchos Tefillin. The Sefer Torah would be better to do it the other way. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah leaves it. So I'll share with you a story. Maaseh Shehaya Kachoy. It happened at NCS Y'Kolel. Try to figure out what year it was. I think it was the summer of, not mistaken, the summer of 2008. Okay, give or take, I think it was the summer of 2008. We were on a teul up north, and those years we used to have these overnight teuls. Now they haven't had those in a while. We used to have like the big teul to the north, to the south, and then in the summer was an overnighter. We stayed in this some hotel / moshav or something or other in the middle of Mamish, middle of nowhere. We were about 3 miles away from Lebanon. And it was a Monday morning. We stayed over Sunday night. It was Monday morning. And one group of fellows got up really, really early because it was like one of these early morning hikes. I'm proud to say I was not on that group of fellows. Okay? So some guys got up like 4 in the morning and they davened like, I'm going to seek in like really, really early. And they went for the hike. So somebody who had been at that early minyan alerted me. I woke up with the weekends. 7 o'clock minyan, whatever it was. Somebody alerted me there was a problem with the Sefer Torah at Shachar's. There was only one Sefer Torah in this place. There was a problem with Sefer Torah. What was the problem? The problem was two letters were touching. I remember it was actually Parshas Matos. It's Parshas.
Parshas everything.
What?
Sefer Pinchas last
time. Sefer Pinchas?
Yes.
Matos. Two letters were touching. What do you do? can't lay in the way it is. Remember we said, look, when you said, I'm not with you, you answer, right? We spoke about that. Not really supposed to do. What do you do? There's no symptom around. What would you do?
Separate. Can you just
separate? Oh, let's think it through. So the chatchilo, what should you do, according to Mishnah Berurah?
Erase
the second letter and rewrite it. I'm sorry to say I'm not a sofer. I would not trust myself to rewrite the letter properly. But I would trust myself to do what?
Scratch.
A little scissors, a little scratch, and a little razor, a little scratch out two letters. That you don't need such a great training as a sofer to be able to do that. So what was bothering me? Bothering me was So I made the following chesh. I said, from the fact that we're machshidus and tefillah mezuzahs, it holds that maybe Ikra didn't really hold it's okay. We're letting a guy wear tefillah for the rest of his life, al smach b'shavuah pasuk, it's okay. The Mishnah Berurah only wrote that liyesa se'eis, if you're able to, by a sefer Torah, if you have the other option available, so then matoyim. Rabbi said, here, there's no other option. I asked around, is there any sofa around? Is there anyone around? This was like close to sofa, lived in Beirut. I mean, this was nothing. This is a Lebanon border. There's no way we're going to go bring a sofa from Bnei Brak. Now I go fix it. Like, come on. So I took it upon myself to take out a little scissors and kachava. I scratched out between the two letters. And that sefer Torah, 12 years later, is probably still there. I'm still relying on the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. I didn't feel so bad because it was actually a sfai sefer Torah, like a real good sfai sefer Torah. Faran Shulchan Aruch said it's okay. Shulchan Aruch doesn't know the distinction between Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzah going to Mechav. It's fine. So the Sefer Torah in Moshav Pliny Amoni is not mechuyev to every chumra we're going to go to every chumra the Mishnah Berurah. So kacha. So that Sefer Torah is still probably the way it was 12 years ago. So okay. Rabbi say, this was all the shirayim of the previous year. We didn't stop sharing yet. We're done. We didn't stop this year. Yeah. I'm not a sofer. I wouldn't trust myself to do that. You know what you do?
So,
okay, everybody said it. Ready to start a new sugya.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the next sugya is one of the most famous sugyas in Hilchos Tefillin. And definitely one of the strangest sugyas in Hilchos Tefillin. It's the sugya of the Seder Parshias. Everyone agrees. Okay,